Yep. Disney.
All right, now I'll get that and that and that. Place all the problems here. All right. What are you doing? That's all sounds like ambient noise back there and shit.
All right. Good. Just took my shoes off. Let these puppies breathe.
Smells like old.
It doesn't smell in here, you dumb.
Old spice in here. All right. You know, punch the button.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies, Jay and Silent Bob are into his heels.
You're listening to Outside the Box with Mike and Leon. Now your hosts, Michael Biseglia and Leon Oliver.
Oh, that's a fantastic way to start a show.
Yeah, my cough is back.
You are pros.
We're
pro.
Back.
What's You're up, listening baby? To Outside the Box with Mike and Leon episode. I don't even know who the hell cares.
The bottom line is, we told everybody we'd be back. We went like three times in a row, and we were full of shit.
Yeah, pretty much. But we're back now with a new one. Welcome to, we're taping this Thursday. You're probably hearing this Friday, November the, what was it, the 4th?
Today's the 3rd, so tomorrow would be
tomorrow's the 4th. Tomorrow's the 4th, the year of our Lord in 2011. It's the big O, Leon Oliver and Sweet Lou, Mike Biseglia here. Have Mike, you, how the hell are you?
I'm okay. Good. Have you gone with that nickname, Big O? Is that official?
Well, you know, there is another radio personality that is the Big O, and I'm a big fan of his. But, you know, I was called this in college, and then it went away when I moved. And Dave Kane calls me, and so I now think it's kind of stuck. So I've kind of embraced it. So if I ever come across that bigger radio personality, I'll just have to apologize.
What happens if you lose some weight?
Oh, yeah, I'm still the Big O. I can still bring the Big O.
Well, that's good. Welcome back to Outside the Box. Good to be here. It's been too long. We actually recorded an episode about a month ago, but we never released it.
Yes.
It was an interview with our good friend that we never say his name. But by the way, he is down the hall right now, and we have been messing with him all night. And it's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun, and he is a very, very weird and odd man. And we got this bit going. We can talk about this, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go for it.
Okay. Well, we got this bit going. You know the guy that works with us that looks like he's homeless. We won't ever say his name on this show. But, you know, he's not a very bright man, is he, Michael?
Well, no, he is a very bright man.
He's very...
He's actually like a brilliant genius, but he just doesn't know how to put on new underwear.
He's Rain Man.
Exactly. He's the dirty Rain Man.
Yeah. Well, so he's Rain Man, and we got this bit going. Excuse me, a little burp there. You know, that's a great way to start a show.
You know what we can actually do? Well, let's talk about the bit, but let's actually link the video to what we're doing. We'll do it after we're done with the show.
Yeah, I'll put it up on there. So, cool. I got this bit where I go by, turn on the television here with our hand. The television here, you don't have to press power in the newsroom. You just kind of rake your hand across the sensor.
Yeah.
And it will turn on. And, you know, it usually ends up on this Disney programming that he watches for some inexplicable reason. And then he quickly turns it off. And now he's got this whole thing where he notices it goes when I walk by. And he notices it goes when you walk by sometimes. So now he thinks that the, the wireless feature to unlock your car. It's that's turning on. The problem is I don't have a car. And you don't have a wireless system in your car, do you?
No, well, I do, but funny story is I dropped it one day. It's somewhere under my kitchen sink, and I literally mean that. It's somewhere under my kitchen sink. I can't find it.
Oh, that's always nice.
But so, I do have one.
So you have one, but you're not in possession of it, and I don't even have a vehicle. So this moron thinks that it's a wireless sensor. So you go by at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you rake your hand over it, it's just become part of my day now.
Yeah, but the funny part about it too, Leon, is that he has become so accustomed to it, he turns the TV back off in less than a second. The thing is off. I mean, he's gotten so quick at it, it's off all the way. It's unbelievable.
It really is. It's like Pavlov's dog. We've kind of trained him. About doing this, and now he's just on it. But that's what's going on now. I took a great video of it. It's like 2 minutes. I've recently figured out how to convert that from a 3GP file on my phone.
I don't even know what that means, man.
To a movie file.
I gotta learn this stuff. Pretty much. Can you put it on the website?
Yes, I can put it on the website. Now I have a little bit more free time. I can work on it.
Oh, that's great.
I can put that video up on the website. I'll have it up on here very soon. That website, of course, otbpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at otbpodcast. Well, Mike.
I forgot how much I like this, by the way. This is very therapeutic.
It is. It's very nice. a lot of things going on
in
the world right now. Yeah. And a lot of things going on since we started this show. And I guess, you know, let's start with the Occupy
stuff. Yeah, that's big. And it's going on in, obviously, New York, but here in Charlottesville as well.
Yeah, Charlottesville, Boston. I think that was like a Tokyo. And you see the folks in Oakland on TV getting pelted with mace and bullets and all that stuff.
All right, a few things. Explain to people, everybody. And I have two questions for you once we get into it.
Okay.
We'll talk about what's going on first. I mean, I guess everybody knows.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's the whole Occupy Wall Street.
The 99%.
Yeah, it's, you know, the people feel that they're the 99%, the 1% owns everything, the 1%, you know, controls everything. The first protest started all the way back on September 17th, and by like October 9th or so, they were in like 70 cities and 600 communities, and now it's gone worldwide, and it's kind of, maybe you kind of look at it and you see what happened in the Arab countries earlier this year, and people were protesting. They were upset with the government and kind of influenced by that a little bit. So people pretty much, they're mad about the government and they want some change.
Now, I don't think I'm really passionate about anything to sleep outside. I'm not a person that goes camping. I don't like that stuff. I prefer hotels. They have to be nice hotels.
You do prefer the nicer things.
But I'd rather be inside with heat and a TV and a podcast like us. I could not be outside for really any. There's nothing that would make me protest. I can't think of anything I'm that passionate about. Does that mean I'm not a passionate person? I have no interest in sleeping outside for anything.
No, I mean, it's...
I mean, if someone was like, okay, you can cure cancer, okay, I'll do it. But realistically, for what's really going on in this world, I can't think of it. Anything I'd sleep outside for.
No, it's really bad this time of year. I mean, it's cold, Mike. It's, you know, look, I'll do it in June. Fine. Hey, you want to go outside in June? Yeah, a nice June night. The temperatures gets down.
Do these people
like
have jobs?
60 degrees. Hell no, they don't have jobs. And this is where, look.
Are they eating?
They ask people to donate food and everything. It's like one big hippie commune almost. They don't want to be called hippies. They're not quite hippies, but they kind of had that whole communal aspect.
I find it fascinating, too, because like I look at like the far right-wing person and the far left-wing person, and they must just hate each other. Like, hate each
other. Here's the thing. We're not a political show. We leave that to the people with college degrees.
I have a college degree.
Well, in economics and business and government and all that shit.
Okay.
But anyway, we leave it to those eggheads. But they go through and they talk about that stuff. And look, the people that are on the left and the people that are on the right in this instance, the Tea Partiers and the Occupy Wall Street people, they kind of have the same message almost. They both are mad at the government. They both want change, but they have two completely, they both think, you know, the banks
different
and
ways
the big
of
business
doing it.
And the corporations are ruining things, but they both have two completely different answers, but they're not that far apart in terms of their message. They just go about it two completely different ways.
Is it crazy just how bad things have gotten in that sense? Just nothing's working. I mean, I don't know anything about politics, and I would be the first person to tell you that. And when people get into political conversations, Leon, I tend to be quiet, not because I don't care for it. I just don't know what the hell to say. And maybe I need to grow up and learn a little bit more so I can get converse with people. But I just don't know what to say. But from my sense is, whatever is the system of the last 10 years, it has not worked.
Yeah, it ain't working. Right, left, Republican, Democrat, it ain't working. I mean, we got a lot of things to work on. I think we can all agree on that. But here's the thing with them, and you touched on it. They don't have jobs. I know some of these people do have jobs. And occasionally you'll see one on TV, like in D.C., and this guy's been out protesting. And I respect the guy that's been out protesting and that, you know, he's got the three-piece suit on. Maybe he just came from one of, you know, from some internship up there or some blah, 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 whatever. But he put in his 9-to-5 and he's going to go out there and protest for a little bit. I get that. The guy that drives me freaking insane is the hippie, long-haired, stringy guy that smells like a New York subway that hasn't bathed in a month and a half. And he's like, man, the rich people, man, they need to give the money, man.
But you can't care about something.
But they don't have a job, Mike.
They're just looking for anything. It's an easy way out. Leon, if you had to pick one city to occupy in, which one would you pick?
I can tell you what I sure as shit wouldn't pick. I can tell you it sure shit wouldn't be Juneau. We don't hear about that. You only hear about Occupy Alaska. You know why? It's too fucking cold. That's why you don't hear about Occupy Alaska.
So where would
Alaska.
You go? If you had to occupy a city, which city would you occupy? You can put this on our Facebook poll as well.
That's a good question. You know, Mike,
Vegas?
Think,
Would you occupy Vegas?
But you need money to spend on the booze and the hookers and the casinos and stuff. And,
I'm just
and,
talking
and,
about
and
cool
all the
place.
Blow.
Cool
not that I would purchase any of these things.
What is blow?
You ever seen that movie? No? Okay. Yeah. But maybe occupy Key West.
Occupy Key West? I could occupy Key West. Would you rather occupy Key West or live in a shithole in Louisiana?
What? No. Not all of Louisiana is backwards
I said a
gator
shithole.
Wrestling shitholes.
I said a gator
but
wrestling.
Here's the thing. What are you doing? Are you still sitting as a filthy, you know, smelly person in front of a courthouse
if you
in
just plopped
in
that city?
So you're doing what these guys are doing. You're sitting there in front of a government building reeking the
well,
high
I guess
heaven.
We don't have fire pits and, you know, hot tubs.
Yeah. Okay, so you're still a dirty,
and, you know,
smelly
access
guy.
Access to Bobby Flay's grill. I don't know which one you want.
Well, you know, I think I'm still going to go with the backwoods situation. Because wherever you're occupied, even if it's somewhere awesome like Key West, you don't have food. You don't have money. You stink to high heaven. So you're not eating. You're not getting any women. You're not doing anything. So, yeah, you're in a beautiful place. But all the hot girls are walking by Key West and looking at you like, hey, who's that filthy, smelly, dirty
well, why
guy?
Would you rather be in a dump? I wouldn't want to be in a dump. At least you have a place with a nice view and it's a nice area.
Well, I've never been to Thibodeau, Louisiana. I assume it's probably a dump. But let's say you live in Thibodeau. At least you got a job. Maybe you got a dog.
I'm just
you got
saying
a truck.
You, Leon Oliver, right now are placed in a place to occupy.
I want to go with a place that has a job. That's I like to eat. I like to pay for my own food. That's
I'm not
what
saying
I
any
to.
Of that, but you just have to sleep in a damn tent.
Okay, so if it's between sleeping in a tent in Key West and sleeping in a tent in Louisiana, yeah, I'm going to go with Key West.
So Key West is your place?
Yeah, that's probably what I would occupy. What about you? Occupy Shea Stadium? Nah, what's left of it, the parking lot? I know that.
I would say like Santa Monica. Nice weather.
Nice weather.
Nice pier.
Where would you not occupy? What about Mississippi? Would you occupy Mississippi?
I wouldn't go to those southern places.
You don't hear about that. Where's old Jethro going? You don't see. I ain't mind. Let me tell you what. We out here on these Jackson Courthouse steps. And we
I would fear from the Jew hater places. That would be on my list of places not to go. Somewhere where they're like, you know, why don't you have horns? I would stay away from that. No, seriously. I wouldn't want to be out in tents where someone's like, let me get the pitchfork and kill the Jew. I wouldn't do it. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm serious. You're black. I wouldn't go somewhere where they hate black people.
Yeah.
Who hates black people? Besides yourself.
I do not hate black
people. I hate black people.
I like black people.
Okay, I'm like, that's for another OTB.
That's another
OTB. But you are a black hater.
I am not. That's an awful thing to say. I like black people.
Okay.
I don't like the stereotypical size. I'm going to listen to Kanye and have no other opinion.
I like Kanye.
Black person.
But I'm like a cool white person that gets it.
I'm like, yeah. You're the white guy that grew up in the suburbs that rides around listening to rap music in their SUV. You get it.
You called me out on that one.
You get it.
I got nothing else to say, man.
I mean, seriously, you don't see, like, Occupy Mississippi. And maybe because all the Klansmen will run them out of town. But you don't see, like, Occupy Alaska either. Do you think this stuff will last until the winter? Like, really, think about it. The people out in Wall Street, I've never been to New York. Obviously, you know that area more than I do.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine it gets fucking cold
in
New
tough.
York.
It gets bad.
It snows there, and not like Virginia snow where we get 2 inches and it's like the apocalypse.
How about an Occupy area where it was the KKK?
I just said,
what would that be like?
Well, you're going to occupy Indiana?
Yeah, right, and the KKK are in charge of it. Like, it's KKK men. But I guess they would probably be Republicans. Is that fair to say?
I wouldn't.
I don't think there's any Democratic KKK.
You are wrong on that, sir.
Okay, come on.
I am serious.
Am I wrong? Seriously.
The two parties.
They're left-wing KKK members?
There are what you call blue dog Democrats who are fiscally, you know, like Democratic and stuff, but socially they are pretty conservative and they vote Democratic, but they're very conservative people. The South was used to be all Democratic,
Michael.
So
you're telling me there are Democrats, if I get this right, that would say that again, they're fiscally Republican?
No, they're like fiscally Democratic or whatever.
So basically they are for spreading the wealth, making sure that everybody gets some, but then they want to kill those people.
But then not the blacks and the Jews.
What?
Not the blacks and the Jews or the people from India.
So they hate the people that aren't white, but yet they want to spread the wealth.
Mike, I'm telling you, maybe not as many.
I could see it maybe the other way where they're like, I like keeping my own money, but I'm cool with having equal rights for the people or some shit like that.
I'm telling you, the South used to be all Democratic.
There is the KKK of Occupy.
I'm not saying there's the KKK of Occupy. Those are two completely different groups. I don't think Jerry Lee Davis or Jim Bob Critter, the Klansman, would fit in too well with Son. These guys even have real names, the Occupy people? No one has a real name. Whenever you see them on TV, there's always like one name. Like
if
it's
you
Madonna.
Had to spend a week, you had to pick, and I'm pulling a gun to your head, you had to pick a week with the KKK in Mississippi.
Mike, I'm black. They'll
kill
Occupy,
me. Occupy in New York.
I'm going to go with the occupiers because they're not going to lynch me, Michael.
So you would pick. So there are circumstances where you would pick Occupy.
Yeah,
you would pick Occupy over KKK.
I don't hate the occupiers.
I don't know. I might pick KKK.
I don't hate the
they
occupiers.
They wouldn't know I'm a Jew.
I respect their right to protest. That's what this country is all about.
How about for me? What should I do? Seriously. Let's just say the KKK, I'm going to get food.
Just don't bust out your menorah. You know, leave the dreidel at home if you're going to Mississippi.
I'm going to get food, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a warm place to sleep. I might pick the KKK.
Just don't talk about life.
I'm not going to be like a shalom, Jethro. I'm not going there.
Just don't talk about the NBA or anything of that nature down there.
NBA. They won't know what NBA is. So bottom line is, because of your color, you would pick Occupy.
Yeah, and also
I'd pick the KKK.
And also, Klansmen
so
are
racist?
Bad people. You are, Michael.
Yes,
you
I
are.
Am. This is terrible.
You're a terrible person. I'm very uncomfortable in this room with you right now. But no, so you got those people. Do you think this goes to like December, February, when there's 5 feet of snow on the ground?
People will leave. But I mean, if these people are, yeah, I think it will stay. I don't know why, but I do. I think these people are that crazy. And when you drink and do drugs, they probably don't feel the cold.
How can you afford to sit outside for like 3 months?
They might be in a weird way making off this.
Where are you getting money from? Where are you getting clothes from? Do you know how bad that place must smell?
Oh, it's probably terrible.
What would you rather do? Would you rather sleep in a dumpster for a week or sleep in an Occupy tent?
Is the KKK not an option?
No. Your newfound brethren are not an option.
Okay. So I'm in a dumpster or a tent with some old hobos?
Well, there's some young hobos.
And some
hobos.
Young people that are together?
Yeah, but either way, you're probably eating trash
food. All right,
let
me say this. I played golf yesterday, and I put on my sweatshirt.
You're part of the 1%. You played golf.
I played golf. I played at a public course.
1%.
Part of the 3%. Okay, I played at a public course. My sweatshirt smelled so bad after the day. I still wore it today.
You're a terrible person.
I had to wash it. Even I couldn't take it. I could not imagine how bad my clothes could smell after that amount of time. It was unbelievable.
Adam Carolla used to talk about the hobo power on Love Line. And there was you would say something smells of three hobo power. You put three hobos together,
right.
And that's what it is. There was never such thing as 100 hobo power. No one's ever smelled it because that's death.
You ever been like before a date and picked up old clothes and been like, okay, this'll work. Like you were searching for that right outfit because you wanted to impress the girl, but you knew it was maybe it wasn't clean.
No,
but you took a chance on the clothes.
In college, I did the old sniff test.
I'm not saying now.
Maybe
you and I are both happily engaged.
I've never did that on a date. Now, going to class in college, I've done the sniff test.
I'm saying a date.
I've even done the Febreze.
Have you ever
no.
done the sniff test? So you made it a point to have good-looking, clean clothes. You
Mike,
were ready for your date.
Like when you see this face, you see how good I look. You got to make sure the rest of it looks good for the ladies as well.
I'm a bad-looking man. I got to take chances with smelly clothes.
You gotta
go out
there.
I'm also now a member of the KKK.
You are. When the big bear goes hunting, he's gotta be ready.
The big bear goes hunting. One last thing on the KKK, and then I'm gonna. Am I making you uncomfortable?
No,
with this
you're talk? Obsessed.
That's a weird group.
All seven of our listeners now.
Seriously,
you're the streamist.
When you do tag, you know how like with these podcasts, you put tags in?
That's
you
what I'm...
put three Ks together. That's a pretty bizarre group of people.
No, it's
But seriously, the KKK and the Occupy people are very similar.
How?
They're so passionate about a group they dislike that they do things that are bizarre. Seriously. The KKK's point is to kill and eradicate people that aren't like them.
Well,
I'm not saying this 1% is doing that, but... But the fact that they hate this group so much that they'll go out on the limb and sleep outside. There goes the hobo now. That they'll sleep outside for months in tents. I mean, they're both pretty bizarre.
I wouldn't say that.
One's wanting to kill. The KKK
I wouldn't say
is
the
worse.
Klan wants to kill people these days. I think
I don't
Klan
know enough
is,
about the KKK.
I think the Klan
days.
Has changed a little. Far be it for me to defend
okay,
the Klan.
What's your modern Ku Klux Klan like?
I think they just want
we're
some
talking about your father's Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, it's not your father's KKK. You know, they're going to probably catch wind of this. They're going to be listening to this. Jethro, if you ever figure out how to get this podcast.
You know what? You got me on another. I interrupt. You, but keep going.
Jethro, if you ever figure out how to download this with your dial-up internet somewhere in Tupelo, Mississippi, I apologize to you. Go Ole Miss.
How long have we been going on this?
About 20 minutes.
Outside the Box with Mike and Leanne. You can find us at otbpodcast.com. Tweet us to your friends, if you're a girl, your frenemies, because I know a chick's worker. Anyway, now we were talking before about the KKK. How about you said this to me in the studio the other day about the group that gets together that likes to molest little boys. Not molest, that likes boys.
The NAMLA.
Explain to people the NAMLA. This is bizarre.
You never heard of NAMLA?
No, I'm just saying that there might be someone that hasn't. I kind of know about them. Unfortunately, sorry, Leon, I don't know enough about them. I mean, well, clearly you do.
Well, they did a whole thing on South Park about it.
Okay, well, holy shit, I missed it on South Park. I'm not with the vernacular. Give me a break. Tell people what it is.
It's the North American. This is sick, Michael. It's a North American. I just Googled this, by the way.
Yeah, you're going to get fired at work.
I just Wikipedia'd it. It's the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Oh, now I know why this came up. Because one of the talk show hosts here was making a point about it with the Occupy.
He was talking about how they got the permits. And,
right,
yeah,
right.
And
they
stuff.
Came by. Obviously, they wouldn't let what's it called? NAMLA.
Yeah, NAMLA. Yeah,
sleep in the park. Okay, it'd be perverts everywhere. How is this group a group?
I said this the other day. Think about it. Let's say they have their national convention. All these perverts get together and they go to San Diego. All
right. Right, they go to. That's a good. I've been to San Diego.
It's a
beautiful.
It's
spot.
A gathering place for
the beautiful
perverts,
spot,
San Diego. So they all go to San Diego. They have their national convention. Obviously, the hotel knows when they're booking this. They can see the name on the account. They put up the banners for the convention. How? Why isn't the police, the state police, the ATF, the DEA, the Homeland Security, whatever?
Is it legal?
Why are they not all there? Why can't you just round them up?
Is it legal to touch, to be around little boys like that in that sexual
but
way? No.
But they like
so
them.
So then what, yeah, well, how are they allowed to get away with it?
Maybe because they haven't caught them in the act actually like doing something.
It bugs me. That bothers me.
But, like, no, I think if those people ever have a convention, you just got to roll up in there and bust that place
what
and take them all
down. What are those
conventions
like? Do they have PowerPoints? What do they do?
How
do they have the buffet?
Think I know what that place is like.
Here's your chicken fajita, and here's your pamphlet on 12-year-olds. I mean, what is it like?
How do you think I know what that place is like?
Because you're Leon Oliver. You
know
everything.
We need to do. We need to get an intern in here. We need to get a UVA student. Well, he's probably too old for him. We can get a guy in third, fourth year.
Why don't we interview
there.
A member?
I think I would probably have to hurt him. I don't think we could interview him.
Let's interview him. Or, him. Let's try it. Why don't we get an interview?
We'll see what we can do.
All right, let's wrap this up, Leon. Let's wrap this up with a little Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, last few minutes of the show here. If you haven't heard, first of all, God bless you because you've been following news and somehow have missed this. But Kim Kardashian getting a divorce after, what was it, Mike, 7-2 days of wedding?
Yeah, with Chris Humphries of the Nets, free agent.
From her husband, Chris, well, soon to be ex-husband, Chris Humphries, NBA player for the New Jersey Nets. They were married for 70, excuse me, another burp. They were married for 72 days, Michael.
Yep.
We're both engaged guys. We're both going down this road.
Yep.
Does this kind of make a mockery of marriage to you?
Well, time out first. I'm very excited for the wedding. I'm very looking forward to it, and I'm excited to be
married. It's implied that we both are.
Right. That's a good point.
You just trying to win some brownie points.
Absolutely.
Go on.
But 72 days? Holy shit. Okay, let's be realistic. The honeymoon is going to be, a honeymoon is a honeymoon.
It's like
even if you hate each other, the honeymoon will be fun.
The honeymoon,
you have no worries. It's a week party. It's a week party of good food.
Well, they got money, so let's give them 2 weeks. Let's say it was 2 weeks.
Right.
That's 14 of your 72 days. What the fuck happened in those other days?
Yeah, well, I read reports about what he said. He wants to go back to Minnesota where he grew up. He'd be a Timberwolf. She does not want to live in Minnesota. And he said by the time we're there, no one will care about you anyway. This is what I read. It does make a mockery of marriage. It's sad. You know what? It's just sad. Seriously. They're two good-looking people. They came together, and it was over like that. It's just pathetic. It's just sad. I mean, most divorces, what, take at least 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, I think I saw a stat where like some marriages fail in like less than 5 years or something like that. But yeah, it's like 2 or 3 years.
But 2.5 months? It doesn't make sense.
72 days. Like, you don't think, like, here's how we know it was a fraud. And I don't care what they say. Oh, we weren't trying to make money. This wasn't a publicity stunt.
But if they were, wouldn't they wait a few more days? Because if you were pulling a publicity stunt, wouldn't you at least, I don't know, wait till like 6 to 8 months or something?
No, because this way is so shocking. You know, it's so, everyone talks about it. Because 6 months, we've seen celebrity marriages last 6 months. No one goes 72 days. I mean, we all know Britney Spears had the whole
one-night
thing.
What benefit
can
they get from doing this?
Here's the thing. Who the hell was talking about Chris Humphries? How many people knew Chris Humphries existed? A, they weren't sports fans, diehard basketball fans. So people were talking about him.
It was the perfect storm for me to know who he was. Yes.
They made money. I saw reports, and I don't know if it was total.
But does he even need the money? I mean, does he need that kind of money?
Well, he's locked out. He's not working.
No, he maybe, but her. I mean,
she doesn't. But I mean, I've heard reports that they made $17 million. Now, I don't know if that was total or if that was each. But $17 million is $17 million still.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, they brought in some serious money. And once again, she has to do something to stay relevant. What is she done with her life? Why is she famous? Isn't she like the daughter of like some attorney or something, Mark Shapiro or something like that?
I don't know. I know she dated Reggie Bush for a while.
And yeah, we all know about the sex tape with Ray J or whatever his name was.
Oh, wait, what was this?
She made a sex tape. That's part of the reason why she's famous.
I didn't know that.
There's like some 2-bit rapper named Ray J. She had a sex tape.
This girl needs help.
Yeah, so she's famous for having like a daddy that was an attorney or whatever and having a sex tape and having a lot of money. She's famous because of that. So you got to do something to stay in the news. Otherwise, you're yesterday's news. I'm telling you, this is a publicity stunt.
I don't think so.
It's got to be. How can you,
you
not
know,
go
the
to...
The truth is, though, I have too much faith in people. You're probably right. I'm always wrong with this shit.
How can you not go to counseling? If they were serious, wouldn't you go to counseling?
Yeah, you're right. No, I mean...
Minnesota? Was that bad? You're not moving to Sarajevo.
I don't know. Maybe they just got so involved and they just... Minnesota is pretty bad.
It's awfully cold there.
I don't know.
Well, that's going to about do it for this episode. Mike, I'll be sure to write your brother in the Mississippi and tell them to listen.
What I've learned with this outside the box, you would pick Occupy Charlottesville over the Ku Klux Klan. That says a lot about you.
And you would not. That
I would
says
not.
A lot about you.
Yeah, I guess it does.
As well.
Hey, you know what? I'm eating meatloaf and mashed potatoes and doing songs about killing people. So, you know, I'm having a good time.
I don't even want to know. I'm drinking beers tonight, and I don't know what my dinner is.
I got mornings. I got to be up at 5 tomorrow. So, I like the headphones. I think this is good for me.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, go fuck yourself.
I can't wait for my wedding, though. You and I are going out in Pittsburgh. The truth is, Leon, I mean this, you'd love Pittsburgh. You would love Pittsburgh. But you know what? D.C., here in our nation's capital.
Pittsburgh, fuck you.
D.C. capital.
Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.